It is the John Gibson Morning Digestion for this Monday, August 12th. The big thing, obviously, I don't know how you could have missed it, Jeffrey Epstein's suicide. I'm making air quotes here because the world went crazy. And there he was in the Metropolitan Detention Center in New York City, federal prison, supposedly under suicide watch, and he commits suicide, hangs himself. Or at least that's the story. Immediately, social media exploded with theories about what Jeffrey Epstein did or didn't do. I'm just going to play a bit of this to show you how quick it went. This thing popped up on YouTube almost instantly. It's a video. It's one of those jib-jab kind of things where they take the head of the person, of people, and make the lips move and then voices. And it's Bill and Hillary and Alan Dershowitz visiting Jeffrey Epstein in his prison cell.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, Jeffrey, what's going on, buddy?
What are you guys doing here?
Hey, Jeffrey, we just want to talk to you for a minute, okay?
What do you want to talk to me about?
You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm totally fine.
You look miserable.
I'm not miserable at all. I'm fine.
Oh, my gosh. You look horrible, Jeffrey. You look horrible.
What are you talking about? I'm fine. I've been eating better and I'm working out.
Jeffrey, pull it together, buddy.
Pull it together? I'm totally fine. I've been taking classes. I've been seeking counseling.
Jeffrey, it's not worth it, okay?
What are you talking about? It's not worth it. I'm trying to change my life in here.
Oh, Jeffrey, please don't do this.
What are you talking about? I'm going to a counselor. I'm getting the help that I need.
Jeffrey, come on, buddy. You got so much to live for.
I know I do. That's why I'm going to a counselor to change my life.
Jeffrey, come on, snap out of it.
Snap out of what? I'm just sitting here.
Jeffrey, please don't do this. Think about how many people are going to miss you.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here serving my time.
Come on, Jeffrey, pull it together, buddy.
I'm totally fine. I don't know how else to explain this to you.
Anyway, it goes on, and the implication, of course, is the Clintons did it. So let me just jump ahead on the list to the Jeffrey Epstein thing. Wall Street Journal conspiracy theories fly online. Of course, the Clintons killed him. Alan Dershowitz killed him. Donald Trump killed him. Or the other one that went around instantly is, well, he's not really dead. They switched him out. He's on his island. Trump retweeted the Clintons did it. The media went apeshit, absolutely apeshit about that. How dare he? Left, right, center, whatever. How dare he? I don't know. He's just kind of joining in the fun. New York Times, people went crazy. New York Times, well, actually, he wasn't closely monitored. He'd been on a suicide watch because he was found apparently trying to hang himself in July, but he went to the shrinks and he talked them out of it, and so he wasn't on a suicide watch anymore, they say. Suicide watch, by the way, means two things. One is you have a roommate, a cellmate. And number two, they come by and check on you every half hour. Well, number one, they move the cellmate out. That's supposedly mysterious. Number two, they weren't checking him every half hour. He'd gone hours without them looking on him. New York Times, he wasn't closely monitored. New York Post, his guards were working extreme overtime. Two guards, one of them was on the fifth day of overtime, and the other one was on mandatory overtime. The Washington Post says he was alone for hours. Fox News says his cellmate mysteriously transferred out. New York Post journos rush to debunk the conspiracy theories online before they know anything. Washington Post, now his girlfriend Maxwell's on the hot seat. She was the one who supposedly arranged for these girls. His case, the Epstein case, it ain't over. That's in the New York Times. New York Times, where did his money come from, and did he really have that much? So this Epstein thing is going on. We'll discuss the conspiracy theories in gory detail on the podcast. So if you aren't already a subscriber, go to johngibson.com and subscribe to the premium podcast. And I must warn you, it's so easy to hear this if you check the box or, you know, put your email address in, because an alert goes out to everybody whose email address is in there. And when you see it in your email, all you got to do is hit the link and boom, it starts playing. All right, let's go back to the top of the list. El Paso. Hey, it turns out conservative media stars are the ones who made him do it. That's in the New York Times. Talking conservative media stars, we're talking about an invasion and flooding the country and blah, blah, blah. Washington Post, armed civilians in Washington state kill a gunman at Walmart. Guy comes in and is like shooting up the place, and two armed civilians kill him. Washington Post, that armed man at a Walmart in Missouri last week said he was just testing his Second Amendment rights. Nice work, dope. Trump. So what makes Trump really mad? Calling him a racist. That's in the Washington Post. Axios. If you thought all along that Scaramucci was an ass, you were right. Scaramucci says, oh, Donald Trump has to be replaced. He's tearing the country apart. Politics. What we learned at the Iowa State Fair. What we learned was that, you know, lots and lots of Dem candidates were there. Learned that Joe Biden is still a favorite, but people are starting to, you know, wonder about him. And the reality of Medicare for All is sinking in. New York Times at the Iowa State Fair, Biden says, I will ban assault weapons. We did it before and it worked. I'm going to do it. Wall Street Journal, Biden's gaffes worry Democrats he may not be up to going up against Trump. New York Times, after El Paso, will voters reconsider Beto? Well, he sure as hell hopes so. That's why he's on TV every 5 seconds, pissing and moaning about Trump. Washington Post columnist reminds Trump haters that trying to shame Trump supporters invites backlash. I've been telling you that for some time. Then I have that big long, if you've got the listen link, that big long section on Jeffrey Epstein. Migrants, Washington Post, ICE sweeps are cruel. Well, you know, this is what I don't get. I mean, I know it's, you know, the kids are left crying on the porch until the parent comes back on humanitarian release wearing an ankle bracelet, but it is the law. You know, it's like, why are we enforcing the law? Is that the question? If you don't like the damn law, repeal it. New York Times, Russia. Evidently, they had a nuclear accident with that new nuclear missile they're trying to perfect. A bunch of scientists were killed, and there's nuke material floating around. Social justice warriors, Sausalito, California. Sausalito caught segregating schools. They kind of knew about this because, you know, Sausalito is lily white and very cool. And then, you know, just across the freeway is Marin City. That's where Tupac Shakur is from. It's a real ghetto. Anyway, they were caught, you know, treating the Marin City schools differently than the Sausalito schools. Bad, bad, bad. And you got caught there in liberal Marin County. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, sex ads inundate the subways, New York Times. Oh, this is a scream. It's in the New York Post. British police warn trolls against mocking a fugitive's receding hairline. They're telling these people are making jokes about this guy's receding hairline. He disappeared into thin hair, stuff like that, that they could be arrested for mocking. The Brits are fantastic. Okay, so I know I got some bitch box calls on Jeffrey Epstein. You should just jump in and do that now. The number is 859-544-2766. And I've got emails, which I will read on the podcast, host@johngibson.com. Email me there. This Morning Digestion, you know, is free. But you don't want to miss the paid podcast, the premium podcast, the subscriber podcast. And go to johngibson.com and subscribe. And be sure to check the box or whatever Josh has in there that you get an email notification, because that's the easiest way to hear it. You don't have to log on or anything. Comes to you an email, you push the button, and boom, there it is. Okay, so that's the morning digestion for now. And we'll go out on a little more Roland Headless Thompson Gunner. Talk to you later.